Mad Dog McDowell, you had a return grudge match. The last time we saw you and Bull Schmidt, you had the body slam match. He attacked you afterwards. So you had the match tonight. He won, and then Derek Stone, Mark Sterling intervened and all that. It seemed like Bull's almost turning over a new leaf or something with his attitude.
You know what? Back when I come from, when you got two men disagreeing with each other and they need to settle their differences, once they get in their little fisticuffs and they get it all out in the open, a man can settle a score with them and sometimes they might become friends. Now, I'm not going to jump the gun here and say I'm going to be skipping down the lane with Bull Schmidt anytime soon, but I think there's a little bit of mutual respect going on, and we'll see how his new attitude comes in the future here.
Although that mutual respect, when you were in the four-way match, with everyone wanting to be a number one contender with Bull Schmidt, with Mark Sterling, with Derek Stone, seemed like for a while that mutual respect wasn't there. It was like a three-on-one attack for a while.
You know, they call it a fatal four-way for a reason, because it's very dangerous, and there aren't any teams in a fatal four-way. You're a one-man army out there, and you got to depend on yourself. And when you have your opportunity, you're going to take it.
Now, the match ended with Derek Stone getting that Tongan death grip or whatever that is on you, and apparently it affected you. You weren't even able to do your trademark bark after the match.
No, I lost my bark for a little bit with that spike and that Tongan death grip. There's nothing like it in the world. It just shuts you down, and not that I want to apply it to me again. So I'll be coming both eyes on Derek Stone. You bet that. He's not going to get that on me ever again.